been broadcasting a home improvement show across the great state of Arizona for 25 years. We've done home shows in virtually every county in the state of Arizona. We've done live broadcasts from literally hundreds of different locations, but we've only ever done one event that caused the county sheriff's department,
the National Forest Service,
and DPS all to show up asking, who's in charge of this event? Looking to arrest poor little old innocent Rosie Romero.
Trying to do a public service.
I was trying to do a public service event. And I tell you what, we don't do any other public event that we are asked about more than we're asked about this. And yes, Rosie on the House and the Arizona Crawfish Festival are bringing back the Crawfish Festival.
It's August 10th. Big old red circle on your calendar. If you want to just show up for the festival, it's August 10th. Now, there is a charge, unlike most of the events that we do that are free, except home shows. This one, there is a charge because it's at the Bison Ranch. What DPS and Forest Service was so upset about was this huge crowd was on the shore of Willow Springs Lake that had one hole for the bathroom, but they had a boys and a girls side, so they just had one hole, thousands of people on the shoreline with no running water.
I didn't know 800 people were going to show up.
And nothing to eat. Rosie said, yeah, come try crawfish. And everybody got one.
DPS was not happy about all the cars parked out on the highway. Not happy.
No. So we're at the Bison Ranch. Now, what's happened in the past is the crawfish had to be ordered in at the past that when it was over at Camp Verde, and that event's no longer there. And we've got a special permit from Game and Fish. So if you're interested in being a part of the conservation effort, you can sign up for a trapping team leading up to the contest itself. 5-man teams. If we get 20 teams with the maximum 50 traps per team, 10 traps a person at an average of 2 pounds of crawfish a day, we're going to have over 10,000 pounds of crawfish to boil on Saturday, August 10th.
And Arizona Fish and Game Department can just say thank you.
Well, and you have to sign up because there are special exemptions they've written specifically for this event and how many traps you can man individually, how you can transport it. You have to have this written special exemption permit. So you have to be part of the trapping team. And the best part about it is to cover all this, there is a entry fee for the trapping team, but past all of the Game and Fish special, you know, the cost of all that, it's going into the jackpot. So the team that reports the most
tonnage
gets this cash prize. And at 20 teams, you're talking over $5,000 cash prize. So we've turned it into a contest, a festival. There'll be face painting, live music, crawfish boils, vendors, all at Bison Ranch on August 10th. And I tell
you what,
you better call today if you're interested in going about room pricing up there at the Bison Ranch and availability, because they're going quick.
Well, you know what we need to do, Jenny? We need to call Bison Ranch and reserve a room because we'll make that one of the staycation winners.
Perfect.
And maybe when they get to Sanderson Ford to pick up the car they want, maybe Matt Kimmerly will be good enough. Maybe they pick out the F-150 Platinum, and then they get to take a Tom car on a trailer.
Hey.
Huh?
We might be able to work that. Tom car is the official sponsor of the Crawfish Festival. So we've got it all tied in together.
This is going to be so much fun. Are we going to have music?
Live music. We're going to starts at 5, but there'll be a DJ from noon to 3. And then in between that 3 and 5 will be the crawfish eating contest, the announcement of the trapping winners. And let's just say you can't dedicate to doing that, but maybe you can get out on a Friday. We will take crawfish for cash at the door. So if you want to be a part of the conservation effort but can't dedicate to the trapping team, you can earn a free pass by trapping and bringing in crawfish. So all the details.
But you need the travel permit for that, and then we're only paying for live crawfish, none that are dead.
Right. No. Can't do anything with a dead crawfish.
Crawfish Festival sponsored by Arizona Crawfish Company, Tom Carr Vehicles, and Rosie on the House, August 10th. Circle your calendars. Listen, we have Bill and Miranda, who's been holding on a while, wants to know, Chris, your opinion of tankless water heaters.
Was it at point of use water heaters or tankless?
He actually says point of use.
Point of use. That's usually described like the small heater that just like runs one sink or something. If he's talking about tankless for the whole house, that's another thing. And I love them. I think they're great. For the most part, gas is probably going to be your best option on that, because if you have electric, it usually takes 3 or 4 times the amount of electricity to run that tankless for the whole house. On the gas, it does need more, usually a larger gas line, but that we've put in a lot of them, and people love them. I have one on my own house.
And you almost have to put a water softener in front of one, don't you?
Yeah, you're going to have to protect that heater with a softener to keep it from clogging up.
All right. Chris Stanfield of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, thank you for being here all 2 hours covering questions on plumbing, because you know that isn't my specialty for sure. Appreciate your expertise.
All right, Rosie, thanks for having me.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie on the House. We'll be signing off here shortly for this week. Know that you can always go to rosieonthehouse.com in the course of this next week to get your questions answered or to find a contractor on our referral network, which time and again, 4 years running now, has been voted the number one safest contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. We have one for Tucson. We have one for Casa Grande. We have one for Maricopa County. We also have one for Coconino County and Yavapai County in the Prescott area. Special thanks to all you members who have made it through the screening process. God bless y'all. Have a great week.